And well, we welcome you to a special edition of Meet Me at Mutual, a completely baseball-free version, and hopefully maybe not a very long one. But Alan and I, we were talking, and we kicked around this idea that with Endgame coming on Thursday, we decided we would do a Marvel movie draft. So if you're not a Marvel movie fan, you probably aren't listening to this because I should have put it fairly clearly in the show notes, but if you turned it on just because it downloaded automatically and want to skip this, it's perfectly fine. Don't worry about it. Alan and I looking probably to come back maybe Wednesday this week with our actual show. So don't worry. We'll be back with baseball pretty soon. But we wanted to go ahead and give this a shot. So here are the rules for this Marvel movie draft. It's a fantasy baseball-like draft. We're going to start and then snake draft. So since there's only two of us, person one will go first. Person two will take two in a row, and then the other person will go two in a row, and we'll keep going on through there. There are 21 Marvel movies in the MCU right now, which means one movie will not be selected because there's only two of us, and that means, you know, it's an odd number. If you can figure that math out, I think. We also said that it was based on who was we were talking about doing this, as you kind of maybe referenced. We had some references on in the show on Friday that we were talking about doing this project, and we ran out of time on Friday. So, but the basis of the coin flip, as it were, was whether the Cardinals won or lost on Friday. Alan was going to go first if they won, but they didn't, so I get to go first. And this is our personal preference. This is not necessarily, it's kind of our rankings, which is the way it goes, but these are the movies that, you know, I guess the concept is these are the movies that you would get to watch, that you have to have in your collection to watch, and assuming that the other person's movies were not ones you get to watch, that kind of idea. So these are our favorites in some degree. And Alan, before we get into this, I know you and I, this is just, I mean, this is impossible to do, but we're going to try to do it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I've got a list together, and it was fun to do, and you overthink it quite a bit, and then you forget about some of the other ones, even when you have a picture looking right in front of you. I kind of base the ones on my criteria on how I went with mine is how often I've seen them. Because there's some that I could watch every night, you know, one of those type of situations outside of baseball season. There's some that I actually do watch quite a bit. So I love these. As two guys in our 40s, it's fun to go back and look at some of these. I'm ready for some of the feedback. I'd like to get some of the feedback of some of the people that are within the last 8 to 10 years introduced to Marvel overall. You know, my brother is a comic book collector. You know, I kind of had some of that residual myself. So I know these are all movies, but the movies mean a lot to me because it's actually putting some of those pictures on books. And I know that some of our listeners feel the same way. And we have some that listen quite a bit who are avid comic book guys and may poke holes in this, but we invite everybody to poke holes into their list and to come up with their own list on this.
That's right. And Alan and I will be, if you'll check the Meet Me at Mutual feed, probably tomorrow morning. I'll give a chance for the show to get out and get listened to, but we will be putting up a poll for people to vote on who you think had the better draft. Was it Alan? Was it me? And we could use that to that as well to discuss some of the of this. But you can always send tweets to me at C70 and at Alan at AMedlock1 on Twitter. We'll respond there, maybe even better than we would to the Meet Me at Mutual account. But we're willing to talk about these decisions. I'm also going to, you know, be up front and say you may talk me out of an order because it feels like a lot of these are kind of fluid with me. And you know, like I said, some of it is like you have one impression, and then if you really sit down and think about the movie, you might think about it a different way. But we're going to go with it, and we're going to start now. Like I said, draft one, pick 1-1. Again, hard to pick, you know, the best one. But for me, I think if there's one that is I'm always going to watch, always going to want to go through, it's Captain America: Winter Soldier. You know, Cap is my favorite anyway, but Winter Soldier is, you know, you get Cap, you don't have the origin story, which is fine too. You have him, you know, kind of, and you have him dealing with Bucky and all the political intrigue that goes around it. So that's my pick. Captain America, Winter Soldier. Alan, you're up for two.
Which, let me elaborate on yours a little bit more. That would have been my first pick as well. Just because some of the ones that I'm getting ready to go over are the ones that based the story of where we are right now. And it started, well, let me take that back. Based the story of the characters themselves. And it was kind of out of the comic books, and it was good, and they did a great job on some of the original stories. But from where we are right now to where it became the MCU universe, I truly think Winter Soldier was the movie to start that off. It was fantastic. You said it right. The intrigue, you know, for part of the movie, you didn't know whether Nick Fury, who in the previous films was the founder, or not founder necessarily, but the face that we would see of S.H.I.E.L.D. And through some of the movie, you wonder who was the good guy, who was the bad guy. And this is a comic book movie. This isn't necessarily a James Bond type spy movie. So that's the one that I would have picked. On my first pick, I'm going to go with the one that started it all in my eyes and in the 1940s of Captain America, the First Avenger. I thought the introduction was great. I always wondered how it would translate from the comic books to the theatrical side of it. Whenever Evans was cast, I was concerned about it because I didn't like the crossover of him being Johnny Storm previously. Mm. And I was like, I hope this works really. But I think he did a fantastic job. If there's three comic book characters that I think are going to be hard to replace, Evans is Captain America. My second choice, which of course is going to be Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr. And my third, of course, is who will not be on this list, but I think Jackman did a wonderful job as Wolverine. Yeah. So my first pick would be Captain America, the First Avenger. Fantastic movie. And I got to go with the one that was probably, if it wasn't such a great jumping off and was a great movie, I don't know if we would be this far into the series of movies, but my second choice would be Iron Man, the original.
Well, Captain, you know, First Avenger was my next pick too. So we're kind of, again, Alan and I tend to think of in the same vein, and so I get that. But you're right. Iron Man gets ranked high because, I mean, one, it's, you know, Robert Downey Jr. has owned that role. There's no doubt about it. But not only for its importance for being the first one, what really set this thing in motion, but it's really a fun movie too. I haven't watched it as much, and it's been a while. But I mean, you see him creating the suit, and you see the whole thing, and then the ending with them, you know, admitting that he's Iron Man, which is not what you kind of expect from superhero movies, right? I mean, you were always expected the hero to hide his identity. So yeah, great point picks right there. Iron Man was five for me, so that means I get to grab my next two, and I'm gonna stick with Cap and go Captain America Civil War, because you know, I gotta have my Captain America. But you know, Civil Wars is basically Avengers 2.5 to some degree. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got everybody in that, and you know, the ending of the, you know, that whole, you know, it's kind of interesting. It wasn't, you know, wasn't save the world. It was, you know, kind of some battles in between, but there's some good stuff in there. The airport fight's great, but and the, you know, to seeing stuff with Giant Man and you know, with the introduction of Spider-Man, and hey guys, I saw this old movie, you know, Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
yeah. And,
right up your alley.
Yeah, but all those things, it's fun. I really enjoy that one, and I think the end is kind of interesting. Plus it's a villain that, you know, they actually could use again if they wanted to. And then my first pick of the third round is the Avengers. When you've got, you know, that showed that what this universe really was. You've got all the team together. You've got them really working together and interacting on a way that we never really thought we would see. They brought them together very well, and you made you care about it all, the whole thing. And even though they were just beating up a whole bunch of, you know, dispensable aliens at the end, it still got some really great moments. You know, Thor, Thor and Hulk fighting, and then, you know, Hulk punching Thor and beating up on Loki, and you know, some other things like that. It's you know, except for the, you've got the a little bit of that, you know, we got to fight when we meet type of thing. But other than that, Avengers for me is you know, that's one you turn it on and you just get sucked into it.
It is. That's one of the movies that it goes in the list of like the Indiana Jones films and the Star Wars films and all that, to where if it's on, you watch it. You know, even on the, you know, even in the daytime or the TNT or whatnot, I catch myself watching this quite a bit. I do that with just about all the Marvel movies anyway. Yeah, that's one of those. Civil War is one that I figured would go half and half between us. To me, Civil War, it introduced so many good characters and so many good movies, to where if I would have picked Civil War, which would have been what went high on my list as well, it would have cascaded into several other movies. I will say my next pick is one that may surprise some people, because I it's funny, whenever some of the guys that we've had in the Star Wars message board and stuff that we've had or the direct message groupings, there was a couple of guys that I hold in high regard on the sci-fi side, did not like this one, but this is one of my favorite Marvel movies, and not necessarily one of the favorite comic books, but one of my favorite movies, and definitely my family's, is I'm a big Guardians of the Galaxy guy. I thought the first movie was fantastic. You know, there was a little bit of letdown with the second, but I thought the second one would have been good if the first would have been decent if the first one wasn't so good. So I thought I worried how that was going to translate to the big screen, and I thought they did it very well. Gunn's a pretty special guy. I'm glad they brought him back for the third movie as well, because I didn't know if the whole group would get back together after that. And of course, after, you know, Thursday night, we may see that there may not be any people that make it back to that movie anyway.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Exactly. And then after that, I'm going to kind of bounce off your Civil War pick in a movie that I thought was a fantastic movie. I did not know much about this character other than, you know, the introduction into the cartoons when I was growing up a little bit. But I thought Black Panther was very, very good. That's going to be my next pick on the list. I thought that everybody in the movie was fantastic. The storyline was great, and I thought the music was really good. So.
Yeah, overall, that was, and Black Panther's not one I've seen. I saw it in the theater, but I haven't really revisited it lately, and I need to. But yeah, it was quite enjoyable. Guardians for me is definitely good, and especially the first one's much better than the second one, I think. Mm-hmm. But it does come down a peg just for me, just because it is a little bit cruder, a little bit you know, not bad, not as, you know, second one was a little bit, but first one was a little bit on that side, which is, you know, is fine, but it's not exactly quite in the same vein as we've seen in some of the other ones. But overall, it is a good one, and I had it kind of ranked a little bit farther down on my list, but just, you know, there's so many good ones.
Sure.
Again, we were talking about this beforehand. You can rank something 15th, and it's still good. You know,
well, I mean, and you're right. That's kind of how I broke mine down. I did my top 10, and I looked at it, and I was like, you know, at this point, I may need to go bottom up. You need to kind of meet in the middle, because I had so many that were just right there next to each other. I mean, we are, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 picks into this, and we haven't even gotten to probably my 1A favorite character. You know what I mean? Yeah. If that tells you anything, that's how good the movies are.
Yeah, they're really good. All right, well, I'm going to go, one of these may not be too surprising, but I think both of these are a little bit unconventional with my next two. I'm going to go, to start my pick in the fourth round will be Thor Ragnarok, which was, I mean, as humorous and enjoyable as I think any Marvel movie has been. You know, they let Chris Hemsworth really show his comedic side in this thing, and it really worked. I mean, I think all the way around it worked. And it was very, and then the end, of course, you know, destroying Asgard. Also, I guess we should say, hopefully everybody's watched these, because we're probably spilling some colors all the way around, but, you know, I gotta feel like, unless we're talking Captain Marvel, which is maybe fair game for you not to have seen everything else. If you're listening to this podcast, I think you've probably seen everything else. But you know, Ragnarok, I really enjoyed it. I've watched it a couple times, and it's been a lot of fun to do that one. And then my next one, and I'm not even sure I I could argue myself on this one, but I'm going with Ant-Man and the Wasp up here. Because, I mean, one, again, it's in the same thing as Ragnarok. It's got the lighthearted. It's got the humor. In fact, you know, that was really kind of really needed because it came out after Infinity War. So, for the most part, you got this, you know, palate cleanser of a fun movie. But it was also fun to see. I mean, the problem with origin movies is you've got to spend the time developing the origin. Whereas this movie, I mean, Evangeline Lilly as Hope Van Dyne, and she already has her. I mean, she's got it figured out. They know what they're doing with their powers. You know, there's not this really adjustment time. I mean, yeah, there's a malfunctioning suit, but there's not a. They know what they're doing, and it was really interesting. You know, the villain isn't really a villain. You know, that kind of thing. It was really fun. I really enjoyed that one, and it was a different feel. I'm looking for. I'm hoping that they'll make a third one of the Ant-Man because I've enjoyed those. You know, Paul Rudd's really good as Scott Lang. So, I think that's rated. I'm probably reaching for that one if we were ever doing a fantasy draft, and you know, I'm reaching a little bit here, but I really think I'd really want that one in my list of movies to watch.
Yeah, it's funny. That one kind of came out of that surprised me. But you're exactly right. I kind of lump Guardians in with the Ant-Man movies, and that's the lighthearted version of how they were. I really worried about the original Ant-Man just because they went through so many directors. And I was concerned about that because I was hoping it would stay with the guy that did Hot Fuzz and you know, Shaun of the Dead and all those.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I'm sorry, I'm going back and forth. I was hoping that he would stay on. I was really excited about that. And then, if you remember, they had a hard time casting Scott Lang. And then when it finally came out to it, they were like, Rudd, this could be more slapstick. Well, it worked out, you know, and I thought it worked out great. So I think that's a good pick, and it actually surprised me. My next two picks will be, you know, I think you guys probably figured out that I was talking about Spider-Man earlier. So Homecoming will be my next pick. I thought that it was – I was a big fan of the Tobey Maguire movies, at least the first two. I thought Doc Ock in the second one, I thought that was one of the better comic book movies until Disney rebooted the MCU. That being said, I think that how they cast Holland as the high school kid is actually how it's supposed to be. I know they did that with Maguire as well, but you know, the way behind the ears, you know, has a hard time figuring stuff out, and incorporated that more with the suit than the supernatural type spider bite, which we got from the comics. But I thought there was a realistic portion to it. I mean, I know it's crazy to say that in a comic book movie, but I thought they did a really good job with that one, and I'm looking forward to the second one. And then my next pick after that is I'm going to go with Infinity War just because I love the ensemble cast. I was a fan of the movie. I know that that's kind of divisive with some groups, but I think you're going to get that on these anyway. I thought they did a really good job. I thought they did a great cliffhanger job. Any movie that does that draws the kind of interest in theories and what's going to happen next one, I always think is successful. I thought it was a really good movie, and I love the Black Panther, Cap, and Bucky. You know, the Winter Soldier getting back together. You know, it's one of those that I enjoy that group, and I thought it was really cool. And I love the Battle of Wakanda. Really, it was awesome.
Yeah, I think Spider-Man, I mean, we've seen it in so many different ways, but Spider-Man really illustrated how Marvel does different genres now. Even though they're all superhero movies, you know, you had, like we were talking about Winter Soldier, you had the political thriller, but you've also got, you know, in Spider-Man, the high school comedy type of thing, you know, those 80s movies that you used to have, with the overlay of, you know, of a guy being a superhero. It was also nice that they didn't do the origin story again, which is, you know, again,
yes,
being able to just move on from that because everybody's seen it. So, as for Infinity War, yeah, Infinity War was, I was hoping that was going to hang around because I was going to steal it next time around. But, you know, that's huge. I mean, to have that many people on the screen and to balance them as well as they did, and then, you know, then to have the ending. And again, the ending is powerful, but it's not as powerful when you see some of the ones that left. You know, it's like, okay, Black Panther, well, they're coming back. They've got more movies, you know, and some of the others that you just know there's some way there's going to be reversed. You don't know necessarily how. We'll find that out this week. But there's still, I mean, there's still that idea of ending a movie with, you know, half your cast gone. It's kind of interesting. And then, you know, kind of fun for Disney. I mean, interesting for Disney. They can't market Endgame with all those characters. You know, they've got all these characters that may show up in the film, probably will somewhere along the way, but you can't go out there and market it with Tom Holland or, I forgot his name that plays Black Panther, but or any of those guys. Peter Quill, all them that are the Guardians that are gone. You can't put them in the posters and things like that. So it's going to be, it's going to be interesting how that plays out. Really going to be fun to see how those two movies work together in the future. I will go for my pick here in the sixth round, and we're just plugging along, although we may start to have to make some tough choices here pretty soon. I'm going to go with Doctor Strange in this one because for the fact that I've sat here talking about, you know, not wanting origin stories, that one really was pretty good. Plus, I mean, the visuals were kind of wild, but, to see that and see how that all worked and as I was reading sometime recently, you know, it's one of those ones where Strange outthinks the bad guy. They don't outpunch them, they outthinks them. You get stuck in a logic trap and they have to, just wears him down to some degree. So, Benedict Cumberbatch was like born for that role, I think, to some degree. I think he plays that so well. So
that's what I was going to elaborate on that with him. He's the one that made it to me. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I get to that well. Looking at my list, my list has one thing. I'm gonna audible off of that. I'm gonna go ahead and put Captain Marvel. I mean, I've only seen it once, and you know, it's fresh in mind, so maybe there's some recency bias there. But you know, I thought it went well. I thought it was very interesting to see, you know, a Fury and not necessarily, you know, at the top of the everything, figuring everything out. But Brie Larson, I thought did a fine job, and I'm hoping that, you know, we'll see a little bit more, you know, personality and stuff. But I think she's going to be that a little bit stoic, and that's fine. I think that plays well with the character, a very dry kind of character as well. So I enjoyed it. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with her, both in Endgame and then I'm sure in her own sequel. But like I said, that may be a stretch, maybe recency bias, but I'm going to go there and get Captain Marvel.
No, I like that. I like that. I like your Doctor Strange pick. What I think is funny about Doctor Strange too is that seems like a new age comic, and if I'm not mistaken, he was an early '60s release.
Oh yeah, I think he was back there with all that kind of stuff, with all the drug use and stuff.
If you remember in Civil War when they talk about Stephen Strange on the rooftop, when you know the Shield Doctor, I was like, okay, good. That means that there's some legitimacy to when he's going to make it. It was funny. I don't remember much about Doctor Strange growing up. I don't think my brother was a huge Spider-Man, Captain America, and Fantastic Four fan. Which hopefully there's some way Disney in some deal can reset that Fantastic Four universe or erase what we know at this of the past. But you know, it's so. Yeah, I enjoy the movies, and Cumberbatch made it for me too. That's I was hoping that was where you were going, but they've got a. I think B.D. Wong's really good. I think the cast is really good in Doctor Strange and Captain Marvel. What I like about your Captain Marvel pick, and what I liked about the movie together, that was the first time I really felt like Sam Jackson was Nick Fury in the movie. I thought Fury was really good. You know, it was almost like a buddy cop movie between the two of them, and I thought it came off really well. Bringing Coulson back and all that. I thought it was really good. I know that. I've heard good and bad on it. I told my brother, I said, I loved the movie because it kind of let Samuel Jackson stretch it out a little bit, and I thought that made up for, you know, a lot of the ground they may have missed somewhere else. Now, as far as comics go, I didn't know much about Captain Marvel anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever I started reading up, whenever I knew that they were looking at casting and whatnot, and I thought that Larson was a good cast for it. But overall, I think that's a good pick for you. I think that's a pretty good movie. My next pick was one after after there was a casting change, I was a little concerned about it. I felt like the lead was going to carry it, but I didn't like another face in such a high profile role. But was really excited when they announced the enemy or the bad guy in the movie, and that's Iron Man 2. I thought Rourke did a very good job. Rourke's amazing anyway. I know he's kind of creepy, but I felt that he played a really good villain. I've always liked Don Cheadle, but when they made that change, I was like, you know, for Terrence Howard, I've heard so many different stories, but when they did that, I was like, this is the kind of stuff that happens when these movies start to fall apart. Well, I thought the movie was really good. I thought it was great. I think you see that Downey and Stark are kind of made to, you know, he was kind of made to play that role and he can carry it a little bit, but I thought Rourke was a fantastic bad guy. I've heard other rumors of I'm drawing a complete blank, but the other inventor may show back up in some of these down the line. Help me out. What's his name? I cannot think of it. Know who I'm talking about. Everybody else do, but I've heard that he may resurface on. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's really bothering me.
Is it Vanko? Well, that was the Anton Vanko was. Ivan was Mickey Rourke's guy.
Hammer. Hammer.
Justin Hammer.
Hammer Tech. And he's first of all, he's amazing. Yeah, so the casting was really good. I liked Iron Man. I was kind of surprised that it made it this far down my list. Whenever we start putting these together, mm-hmm. I thought that it would probably be higher, being closer to the origin stories. You know, I felt like this wasn't that far off, but this was a good one. Back to the origin stories, I'm gonna go with a character that has never been one of my favorites, but I thought that Brandon did a good job with the original Thor. I like that was a good introduction. That's a pretty heavy cast too, with Hopkins, yeah. You know, and Russo. It was a good movie. I liked it. I'm surprised that it made it this far down my list, but it just kind of shows that these are some pretty darn good movies.
Yeah, Thor was just about to be one. He wasn't going to make it another round, let's put it that way, because I was about to steal that one. Because, I do enjoy that, watching, it's a little bit of a, figuring, a guy getting humbled and stuff like that, and a little bit of fish out of water, but there's some interesting things there in that one. The Thor movies, until Ragnarok, were not necessarily the best that the Marvel had, but I think that one is probably maybe a little bit underrated, and there is a lot in there. Plus, you get Loki for the first time, and that's a good thing as well. I am going to go with. I guess I'll go ahead and just see if I can keep the collection of comedies to go together, and I'll stick with Ant-Man here for the eighth round pick, because yes, origin story, we've talked about that, but I think it just worked. I mean, it's kind of interesting to see Michael Douglas, a little bit dry humor mm-hmm. there in that one as well, and then just seeing how that all kind of came together. Plus, you have the huge Thomas the Tank Engine, which is, I mean, the idea of the last battle there being in a kid's room and stuff like that, and it just the various things that they did. Plus, this way I get both of Luis's recaps because those are the best parts of those when he tells the whole thing.
Yeah, I completely agree. You took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say, you can't go wrong with any of those just because of the ensemble cast. Yeah. You know, the supporting guys are so funny. And, the rundowns are great. And, Those are the funniest parts of the movie, and yeah, that just adds to it. That's what I was thinking. You can't really go wrong with any of the ones that you listed.
No, and I think there was saw somebody put out the suggestion of having before Endgame comes out, Luis recapping the whole MCU, yeah. Which would have been absolutely hilarious if they could have done it. And then my ninth round pick, I'll go with Age of Ultron. You get the whole crew back. It's not necessarily, it's probably the weakest of the. It is the weakest of the Avengers movies, but you still get everybody together. You get the party where they're trying to lift the hammer, and you get Ultron, which was maybe not as fleshed out like the comics, and maybe it could have been done a little differently. But still was a fairly credible villain, I think, for a while, and there were some interesting things. I was surprised that they introduced Quicksilver just to kill him off.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that had a little bit to do with the conflict with Fox and them using mm-hmm. the X-Men. But again. It's here. It's my next to last pick, and I would sit and watch it without any problem. So I'm not too worried about that.
So I think my prediction of what would be the last one standing is holding pretty strong right now. It may not be, but I have a feeling my next pick is one that probably could have been because it seems like such an outlier. But I'm going to go with Incredible Hulk, and I'm going to go with that just because. I'm not real sure. I did not think that one was terrible. I did think the Eric Bana Hulk was terrible. And I was really, I didn't like the direction that one went. That one was just kind of stupid with how Ang Lee, I don't know. It was really dumb. I mean, there was a lot of times where it felt like he was flying. This one wasn't a great movie, but it was still a Hulk movie, and I like Norton. I was not glad, but I think it worked out well in the switch to Ruffalo. That's the one I'm going to go with next. I with the Hulk storyline and where they could go, like with in some of his graphic novels and the comics, in the past 15, 20 years, they could take this in a bunch of different directions. And after seeing Ragnarok, I think they could have probably pulled off some of those. I heard rumors we may see the Professor Hulk in Endgame. I'd like to see how they could do it, but I thought Ragnarok opened the door to that being a possibility, and I was really worried it was going to look silly if they didn't introduce it correctly, and I felt like they did.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna stick with Hulk on that one. My next one is, this is kind of down to two with me, but I'm going to go with Iron Man 3. The reason I thought was by far the weakest of the movies, kind of seemed rushed. Didn't make a whole lot of sense at some point, at some parts. The Mandarin, when cast, they in the books, the Mandarin was a much more prevalent bad mm-hmm. guy. Mm-hmm. And how they kind of did it here, and it was cast well. I thought it was good. It just seemed rushed to me. And then I think some of the pushback for me came from it not being Favreau. Yeah. I'm picking that. I'll let you pick your final one, and then I'll kind of go from there, because mine was kind of a toss up between two. And I have a feeling, I really don't know what you're, I do have a feeling, I think that you know the one you're going to pick. Back on your picks, though, I did want to say something about Ultron. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was it was my least favorite of the Avengers movies, and I think it was everybody's. And it's, when I listed mine, it was one of my bottom two movies on here. I think that was more disappointment. I was hoping for more just because I love James Spader.
Yeah.
Whenever I heard that he was cast, I was like, now this could be pretty awesome. You know what I mean? And it wasn't a terrible movie. Some of these I rank so low because the ones above them are good. That's kind of the way that's the only way I can really explain it.
Yeah, I mean, you get down here and it's like, it's not that, that they're bad movies, they're just not as good as the other ones, or, you know, Marvel bad, if you will, but they're still better than a lot of other things that get out there. I think I'll finish up with, again, it's surprising because I think this one is usually put down as the worst one out there. But I think I'm going to go with Thor: The Dark World.
Sure. I had a feeling that's the one that you were going with, and it does not surprise me.
I mean, yeah, it's kind of iffy it's in spots, but there's some interesting things there. I mean, one, at the end, you know, you've got Mjolnir flying around through all the different realms. You've got Loki and Thor working together somewhat. You get another Infinity Stone out of that. And the other one that means that nobody picked was Guardians 2. There's nothing. I mean, I just, for Guardians 2, I have no problem with it. I like it. But I also think it was a little bit more like broad. Took some of the humor from one and just kind of expanded it a little bit, and it was kind of almost starting to worry about, you know, like cliche a bit. Now there's some mechs. I mean, Yondu was great in two. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And the
Rooker's amazing anyway.
I mean, you know, at the end and the arrow flying around killing all those men and all that kind of, that was all good. But some of the other stuff, and again, I've only seen it about once, so maybe if I watched it again, I'd have a different opinion. But I think that's why I'm leaving it out. I'm kind of a little surprised you did, but then looking over your list, I don't know what I'd see you replacing it with. Seems about
sure. And that, well, and that's mine. Came down. My final three came down to Guardians, Ultron, and Dark World. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those to where Dark World was just, it was disappointing to me just because I don't, like you and I talked about, it's one of those to where I think I've seen it all the way through one time. And when I try to rewatch, next thing I know, I've been on, scrolling Twitter for 45 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Which tells me a lot. Which is funny because it actually, the bad guy was my favorite doctor. You know, I thought Eccleston is, Doctor Who was great. Yeah. And, he did the one season just, and that was his gig. I only wanted to do it one year to get it off the ground and did it. I thought he was good, but he was a good bad guy. But the movie just didn't rank up there, you know, in my list. And Guardians is the same way. Whenever I heard Kurt Russell was cast, I was pretty excited about it, but it's messy. I'll start it on Netflix and give it another shot, and I never make it through it. You know, one of those situations. And like I said, not that they're bad movies, they just don't compare to the predecessor.
Yeah, I think it's just not one that I'm interested in throwing on. I would probably watch if it was there, but, you know, I'm not necessarily going out of my way. So, all right, so that is the draft. I'm going to reiterate the different teams, if you will, and like I said, we'll put it out here pretty soon as a poll, so you can vote whether I or Alan had the better draft. So I have Winter Soldier, Civil War, the original Avengers, Thor Ragnarok, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Doctor Strange, Captain Marvel, Ant-Man, Avengers Age of Ultron, and Thor the Dark World. Alan has Captain America First Avenger, Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, the original, Black Panther, Spider-Man Homecoming, Avengers Infinity War, Iron Man 2, the original Thor, Hulk, and Iron Man 3. So he's got the complete collection of Iron Man, and he stole one of my Captain Americas. So anyway, so
if we would have flipped, I would have gone Winter Soldier number one.
Yeah, I think.
And that's, you know, I said that in the beginning, and we probably could have had mirror list, you know, if the Cardinals would have won Friday night.
Yeah, yeah, we might have been it would have been a little bit different for sure in that regard. All right, well, Alex and Alan and I will probably be with you for the baseball thing maybe Wednesday night, a little bit early because of all the stuff that's going on this weekend for us. So if you are interested in that part of our discussion as well, we look forward to seeing you then. I hope you've enjoyed this little bonus, and we'll talk at you next time. Good night.
Night.